Amen. Thank you, Town East. What a blessing. The Mexican food. Amen. Thank the Lord. I had a bistec a la Americana. Praise God. I hear the steak here is pretty good here in Texas. Amen. So thank the Lord for, I have to come back with my wife sometime. And thank the Lord for your vision for missions. Amen. And we know that the Lord will continue to bless this week. And the Lord will work in a special way. And thank the Lord for your pastor and his family, for his vision, right? And reaching San Antonio with the gospel, but also around the world with the gospel. And take your Bibles to the book of Revelations, Revelation chapter 3. Can we all stand? Revelation chapter 3. We'll read verse number 7 to verse number 13. I'll read verse 7, and then you'll read verse number 8, and I'll read verse 9, and so on. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast did not deny. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Okay, let's read verse 13 together. Ready? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let's pray. The Heavenly Father, thank you again for Town East. Thank you, Lord, for number one, the pastor and his family. Thank you, Lord, for the church here. The church is not the building. The church is not the roof, the doors, but the church is your people. Thank you, Lord, for the people here that has a love for missions. I pray, Lord, you continue that the Holy Spirit will work in a special way in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. When my mother, we moved from the Philippines when I was just 8 years old. There's four brothers altogether. And I was telling earlier this morning about the move from the Philippines to Long Island, New York. And we moved there. And not long right after that, my mom and dad separated. So my mom had to raise four boys by herself. And sometimes she would work three jobs. And she would get up early in the morning. And we would get up. She would not be there. Breakfast would be ready. And she'd have a note there. This is what you need to eat. And then we would take our sack lunch. And we would get into the bus. The bus would come pick us up at 6 o'clock in the morning. We'll go to a Christian school. And Huntington Christian Academy there in Long Island, New York. And we would go there. And then after school, it's about an hour and a half bus trip there. And we come back around 4:30, 5 o'clock. And there would be a note there, second note. Of course, that was written in the morning already. This is your dinner. And we would heat it up. And we would eat that for dinner, and then we would go to bed. And sometimes we wouldn't see her. We just see her during the weekends. But she would pray for us. She would pray for us. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and I would hear her crying, praying for four boys. She would pray that, Lord, they don't have a daddy anymore. Lord, they don't have a daddy anymore. Can you please be a father to my four boys?
Amen.
And all four of us went to Bible college, and all of us are serving the Lord. But, you know, God can work miracles. God can work miracles. Sometimes you say, can God work? God can work. I believe God can work. And if you look at Revelation chapter number 3, Revelation chapter number 3, it says there, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, verse number 7, write, this thing saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength. Thou hast a little strength. Sometimes when we look at missions, it's a big work, right? Macedonia, zero missionaries. Wow, that's a big work. And we look at the, what are we going to do with missions? Well, God says, thou hast little strength. God says to the church in Philadelphia, I can open doors. Because thou hast little strength. God doesn't need big strength. God just needs someone who has little strength.
Amen.
God says to the church in Philadelphia in verse number 8, thou hast a little strength. Thou hast a little strength. Do you know, church, San Antonio is big, right?
Yeah.
But God can work. God can open doors. God can open doors.
Amen.
If you have a little strength. If you have a little strength, God can open doors. Sometimes we look at our life and we say, what can we do for missions? God says, well, do you have a little strength? Do you have just a little bit? You have a little faith? God can move mountains, right? God can move mountains. God can work. And so I want to speak to you this evening about that. Thou hast a little strength. Number one, I see here the background of the open door. The background of the open door. That door there is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He says, I'm the door. Not only is the door, he's the key. Right? You know, we can't do anything without the Lord Jesus Christ. Can't do anything without the Lord Jesus Christ. Look what he said in verse number 7. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. Of course, here in America, we have a city called Philadelphia. And the city of brotherly love, right? That word Philadelphia comes from the word, the Greek word phileo. Phileo. And, of course, we have the Greek word eros. That's essential love. The world knows about that. They play that in the country music, worldly music, love music, rap music, and the world's music. And, of course, the books. But we know about agape love, right?
Amen.
Agape love. That's God's love. That's the love of God. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. And then we have this love. It's called phileo love. That is brotherly love. That's the love like a brother or a sister. That's why we call each other brother, right? Or sister. And you say, hey, brother, how are you? Hi, sister, how are you? That's the church. Amen? That's the church. And God says to the church in Philadelphia, because you have love for one another, I can open some doors. I can open some doors. I'm glad that you love your church. Do you love your church?
Amen.
Huh? Do you love Town East Baptist Church?
Amen.
Huh? Thank the Lord. God says, if you love the church, I can open doors. I can open doors. That's why you need to pray for your pastor. Pray for his family. Pray for his children. Love your pastor. Amen? Why? Because God says, I will open doors. If you love your pastor and his family, I will open doors. Do you love each other? Huh? I know that you don't have any cliques here. Amen? I know you don't have any groups here. I'm glad that you love each other. Amen? Huh? My last name is Palmeni. I signed up for Italian food. Amen? Macaroni, spaghetti. Right? Palmeni. No. But thank the Lord for the church. And I sit there and I listen. You all are joking around. And you're laughing, enjoying the Lord, the singing here. I know that you love the church. Amen? You love the church. Because the church here in Philadelphia was a church that went through some earthquakes. In 17 AD, there was an earthquake that destroyed the whole city of Philadelphia. 17 AD. And this was probably written around 70 AD. And that city had to be moved to a different location because the whole thing was devastated. Whole families had to move. Children had to move. You know, sometimes in our lives, we have some earthquakes in our lives. We have some spiritual earthquakes, right? You know the devil's real, right? The devil's real. But this church in Philadelphia says, we love the Lord. We're going to keep serving the Lord. We're going to keep loving the Lord. We're going to keep loving soul winning, right? We're going to keep loving the people here in San Antonio. Yes, some of you have gone through some earthquakes. I'm just sitting there and the song just touched my heart. And the song of some people have emotional earthquakes and mental earthquakes, right? Physical earthquakes. You're going through some difficulties in life. But because you love to go to church, amen? Because you love the church, you're here this evening. You come over here, you go through some situation in your life. Monday, the car breaks down, right? Tuesday, you get fired from work. Wednesday, you get a call, someone's in the emergency room. Thursday, you get a text, someone's in the hospital. Friday, someone has got cancer. But then come Sunday morning, you get ready for church. Amen?
Amen.
Sunday morning, you get ready for church. Amen?
Amen.
And then you say, I'm going to go to church. Why? Because you love the church. You love the church. Why? Because this is where you get your encouragement. This is where you get the love of God. You have your brothers and sisters praying for you. And God says, thou hast a little strength, but you still come to church. You say, how am I going to make it on Monday? I don't know how I'm going to make it Monday, but I'm going to Town East Baptist Church. I'm still going to come. I'm going to listen to the man of God preach. He's going to encourage me. He studied the Word of God, and he prayed. He asked the Holy Spirit to help, and I'm going to be here Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, because I love the church.
Yes, sir.
I love the church. Some of you are going through some earthquakes, but because you say, I want God to open some doors. I have a little strength. I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I love Town East Baptist Church. Amen? You just come over here with a smile on your face, right? You wipe the tears in your eyes. Ladies, put a little makeup on. I hope, guys, you don't do that. Amen? Right? But thank the Lord for the church. Love your church. Amen. God says this church in Philadelphia, the church of brotherly love, God looks down at Town East Baptist Church and he says, church, you love each other. Brothers and sisters, you love each other. Because of that, I will open some doors. I will open some doors. God says, I'm going to open some doors. And you say, If God opens doors, can I go through the door? I have a little strength. God says, I have opened a door and no man can shut it.
Amen. Amen.
No man can shut it.
That
little boy that gave his sack lunch to the Lord. I'm just paraphrasing. Amen. Right? 5 loaves, 2 small fishes. Right? I don't know about you, but 5 loaves, 2 small fishes. If you're hungry, that's not enough. That's 5,000 men there, right? Right? Those men were standing, and the Lord told the disciples, make the man sit down. Make the man sit down, right? Because the man's standing up there, you know? When are we going to have lunch, right? Right? And then the Lord says to the disciples, make the man sit down. And they sat down. Amen. They sat down. And when that was over, they wanted to make the Lord Jesus Christ king, right? In the book of Matthew. But because of that little boy, they said, I have a little strength. I have a little sack lunch. I just have a little small bread and small fishes, but I'll give it to the Lord. I'll give it to the Lord. This Philadelphian church went through some earthquakes. Some of you are going through some earthquakes this week, right? But you're here tonight. You know why? Because God is going to open some doors. God's going to open some doors. Not only is here the background of the open door, but I see here the behold of the open door. The behold of the open door. Look what he said in verse number 8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Amen. Look at verse number 9. He says, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. You know the world's lying to you, right? The world's lying to you. They'll say, just live for this life. There's no eternal life. There's no heaven. There's no hell. There's no eternity. But thank the Lord for our Faith Promise Missions Conference this month of October 2023 that you say, hey, I'm not going to listen to the lies. I'm going to support missions. I'm going to support missions. Some people will say, can God use me? Yes, thou hast a little strength. God can use you. Amen. You look at your pocketbook, you look at your purse, you look at your bank account, but you say, can God use that little bit that I have? Yes, God can use that little bit that you have. God can use it. God can use it in a special way. God says, Church Philadelphia, you know why I can open some doors? Because you looked at yourself and you say, I have a little bit, but I'll give it to the Lord. I have a little time, but I'll give it to the Lord. I have a little short life, but I'll give it to the Lord. I'll give it to the Lord. Whatever years I have, I'll give it to the Lord. I'll give it to the Lord. God says, I'm going to use you, church in Philadelphia, because you love each other. Because I look at you, church, and you love the work of the Lord. Do you look at the things are eternal. Amen. If you look at this door here, that's an important door. Amen. You say, Brother Mark, what's that door? I believe that door is a door of reaching the world for the Lord. Amen. Huh? We saw the slide earlier about Macedonia. God opened a door, the book of Acts, right? Come over, help us. Come over, help us. We see here the behold of the open door. You know, when he saw that vision there in Macedonia, he said there was a man, right? There was a man, come over, help us. You know, one soul to the Lord is important. One soul to the Lord is important. One soul in San Antonio is important. Amen. We are our church in the Philippines. When we started the church in the Philippines, we went there and we just started knocking on doors. And we didn't know anybody over there. So we went over there and we started knocking on doors. In our city there, we have about 14 towns in our city. One town has about 10,000 people. Another town is about 12,000 people. Another town is about 15,000 people. Another town is about 8,000 people. So I decided to go to three different towns and hold home Bible studies. We would go knock on the door and we'd win people to the Lord. And we'll ask the dad or the mom. We'll say, is there a way we can hold a weekly home Bible study in your house? And you know what they would say? Yes. I was shocked. They said, yes. I was shocked. You know why? Because God opened doors. And then we will hold a home Bible study there on Sunday night. We go to a different town. We'd win somebody to the Lord. And we talk to a lady or dad. We'll say, can we hold a home Bible study here on Wednesday night? And you know what they said? Yes. And I was shocked. You know why? Huh? Because God opens doors. And then we would go to a different town. And we'll win somebody to the Lord. And we'll say, could we hold a home Bible study here on Friday night? And you know what they said?
Yeah.
Right? So we had a home Bible study on Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night. We did that for 6 months. And that one town will have about 60 people. Another town will have about 40 people. And another town we had about 30 people. And we did that every week for 6 months. And then after 6 months, we told the folks, we have a sad, sad story, sad news. They said, what? What's going on? We have to close the home Bible study down. They were sad. And I said, but we have some good news. I said, we're going to take all three home Bible studies and we'll provide some transportation and we're going to start Highland Baptist Church. Then we started the Highland Baptist Church. The first Sunday, we had over 100 people come. You know why? Because of the open door. Amen? We say to ourselves, we have little strength. God can work. God can work. We were outgrowing that place. It's a room that can hold about 60 people. And I was praying. I said, Lord, give us a place, you know. At least they can hold about, 200 people. So next door to that place where we're meeting, there's a house, a red gate. We call it the Red Gate House. And I knocked on the door. And a lady comes out. And I said, I'm Pastor Mark Palamani, which our church is right here next to your home. And we'd like to ask if you'd like to rent out this property of yours. No, 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 we're Catholics. We're not going to rent it out to the Baptists. No, we're not going to do that. And I said, so I tried to witness them, and the husband came out. No, 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 we're Catholics. No, we go to the Catholic church every day. We get up at 4 a.m. We go to the Catholic church, pray 5 a.m. We have breakfast, and then we come back home. We do this every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Devout. Devout. And I said to myself, Lord, you can still open doors. Amen? Amen. 6 months later, I get a call. They say, is this Pastor Mark Palmini? I say, yes, this is the Red Gate House. Would you like to rent it out? Amen? God can work. Right? God can work. You know, you don't need to push the door. God can open doors, right? God can open that cousin of yours that's got a closed door, right? Amen? Do you love your church? Do you love your church? You say, how can my cousin get saved? How can my classmate get saved? How can my neighbor get saved? That will happen if you love the church. Amen? You love the church in Philadelphia, the brother of love. God says, I can open doors. I can open doors. You know the church is not perfect, amen? Right? Only Pastor Riggs is perfect. No. I can tell you stories. No. He paid me a lot of money not to tell the stories. No. The behold of the open door. Amen? The behold of the open door. He says, church, this church in Philadelphia, they love each other. God looks down at Townies Baptist Church and he says, church, you love each other. You love church. You love going to church. And I can open some doors. If thou hast a little strength. Amen? If thou hast a little strength. You say, what can I do? I can only give 30 minutes. I can only give an hour. I can only give just a little bit. But God says, if you just have a little strength, then God can work a miracle. God can work a miracle. This is the background of the open door. There was an earthquake, but God worked. Not only see here the behold of the open door, this door, God can work a miracle. I remember when we were there just about a year, 2 years, I knocked on the door on Saturday. And we were going soul winning, and I knocked on the door. And it was just an apartment. Nobody answered. It was 10:30 in the morning. And I knocked again. Amen. Nobody answered. So I knocked again. Nobody answered. Right about that time, I was about to leave. The door opened. And it was dark inside. The guy peeks his head out. And his hair was thong. And he had no shirt. He had shorts on. He had no slippers on. And I said, we're from Highland Baptist Church. We'd like to invite you to church. And he says, I'm a taxi driver. I drive 24 hours, and I'm off 24 hours. I drive 24 hours, I'm off 24 hours. And I just got off at 9 a.m. this morning. So I'm sleeping, he said. Normally, I'd be nice. You know, I'd say, yeah, I'm sorry. Just read this track, and you know. But the Holy Spirit works, amen? Amen. I said, can you just give me about 15, 20 minutes or half an hour, and I'll... You know what he did? Come on in, Pastor. Right? I was shocked. I was shocked. Right? I let him go to sleep, you know. He's been working 24 hours. So we sat down, and he went to the bathroom, got ready. About 10, 15 minutes later, he comes out. He sat down, and he listened. And he heard the gospel. About 45 minutes later, he prayed and asked the Lord, call whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Man believeth unto righteousness. He came that Sunday, the next day. And because he was off. Amen. Right? He was off. And after a while, we were able to baptize him. And then about a couple years later, he said... His name is Jenner. He said, Pastor, I'm going to Qatar in the Middle East. It's by Dubai, Qatar, you know. And he says, I'm going over there. Well, we support a missionary. Our church supports a missionary, a Filipino missionary to Qatar. His name is Johnny Lee Narvaez. We've been supporting him for about 5 years. And I said, why don't I get your email? I'll get his email, and you can contact each other. And you can... go to his church. He said, okay. So I contacted Brother Johnny, and Brother Johnny contacted him. They emailed each other, and Brother Johnny contacted me and says, Brother Mark, that place is about an hour and a half away. It's desert. You know, in Qatar, it's like 150 degrees over there. And a lot of cars break down because of the heat. It just overheats. And... I said, well, is there a way? Because, you know, he's a new guy. He's a new Christian. He needs encouragement. He said, okay, I'll do it. So he goes over there, visits him. And there's about 40 people there waiting. He says, preach. Brother Jenner told him to preach. Okay, he preached. And then the guy that he works for, the manager, says, well, I have another manager over here, friend. And can you go over there? So he did. He went over to another manager friend. And there was 200 Filipinos there waiting for him. Preach! Right? And then another manager told him, there's like 2,000 people over there. And they said, you can go soul winning. And he started bussing them in van. He took 3 vans, bring those people to church. Right? Because of one. Amen? One. God can open doors. Amen? God can open doors. God can open doors. There are people that need the gospel. You got to behold the open door. Behold the open door. Some of you, I know pastor has been praying. Maybe some of you will answer the call. Amen? Answer the call. When I surrendered to missions, a missionary from Mexico came. He said he drove from Mexico to Texas, and he saw about 5 Baptist churches in Mexico. And he drove from Texas to Florida, and he saw about 200 Baptist churches. And he said, that's not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair. As a 19-year-old teenager, I walked down the aisle, surrendered. Amen. God can work miracles. Maybe some of you teenagers will surrender. Amen. You're the next generation. You say, what can I do? I'm just little. I'm just a little teenager. God can work because thou hast a little strength. Amen. God can work. Not only is here the background, the open door. Number 2, the behold the open door. But I see here the bigness of the open door. The bigness of the open door. Look what he said in verse number 11. Behold, I come quickly. Amen. Behold. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ coming back? Amen. He's coming back. Are you ready? Amen. He's going to come back.
That's right.
The world is big, right? We've got to realize, church, you love the church. You love your pastor. You love each other. But we have a big work. Amen? We have a big work. We've got to reach people with the gospel. Our church, the average Filipino makes about $6 a day. That's the average Filipino wage, $6 a day. When we started the church there, we taught the people. We said, we're going to support missions. Amen. That was 18 years ago. And I said, the first month we started the church, I said, we're going to support missions. We took on a missionary going to China. Amen. China. And that same year, there was a Filipino Chinese man who would sit in the back of the church. And come to find out, he was the business owner next door. He owned a hardware store there. And then I would give, I would pray for the invitation. He'd run out. So I was like, man, I need to reach this guy. So for about 6 weeks during the invitation, he ran out. So one Sunday, I told one of my men, can you pray for the invitation? So I ran out to the other side. And he was running out, and I caught him, right? Gave him the gospel, amen? And I said to myself, you know that Filipino Chinese man, he got saved because we were supporting a missionary in China. You know God can work miracles, right? God can work miracles. He was telling me his business is going down the drain a little bit. And I said, you know why? I said, your hardware is open on Sundays. I said, right? You need to close it down on Sundays. Come to church. Come to church. Because he always shows up like in the middle of the message. Then he leaves because he's got to work. So he said, I can't do that. I'm making lots of money Sunday. You close it down, you trust the Lord, and God can work. Amen. His wife is Buddhist. And he closed the Sunday. His wife and him got a little upset with each other. But they were making two or three times more. The church, the hardware's closed. Amen. Why? Because God can work miracles. Amen. God can work miracles. Thank the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, aren't you glad to know that you can count on me wherever you lead me? I'll serve you patiently. I'll face any danger, hardship, and pain. To answer that great commission, I gladly will suffer and never complain. But only on one condition. I'll be happy to teach in Christian schools when I get my PhD. I'll be happy to spend a little time in prayer after I watch TV. And if you want me to sail across the ocean and preach to all I see, I won't hesitate to witness on the beach of Waikiki. You know, we need some people that will just surrender. Amen? Surrender. God can work miracles. God can work miracles. The bigness of the open door. The bigness of the open door. The church here in Philadelphia wanted to know the love of God. The Bible says in 1 John 3:16, hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Do you love the church? Huh? You know, your pastor has a vision to reach the world. Get his vision. Amen. Get his vision. About 200 years ago, there was a ship in the Atlantic Ocean. And in the Amazon River, that's fresh water, it would travel 100, 120 miles per hour down the mountains there in the Amazon. And it would hit the salt water of the Atlantic Ocean. It would, the fresh water and the salt water would fight each other. And but because of the Amazon River was so strong, it would push the Atlantic Ocean almost 200 miles. It would push the salt water 200 miles. So part of the Atlantic Ocean is actually fresh water. And about a couple hundred years ago, during that time, they didn't have, you know, cell phones and radios, and they would use flags. Somebody invented some flag signs, the British, I believe, and they have a book on it, and they would do signs, you know, go left, go right. Well, this boat was lost in sea, and they haven't had water for 3 days. The people were dying, and they were praying, and right about that time, they see a boat about 5 miles away, and they did their signs. We need fresh water. Please help us. And the ship put their flag up. Put your bucket down. And then they're like, that's salt water. He said, put your bucket down. Put your bucket down. And the ship left. Abandoned them. He said, I can't believe this ship just abandoned us. They don't care about us. What did they say? Put the bucket down. They put their bucket down. They drank it. It was fresh water. They saved their life. It saved their life. You know, you have the bucket of missions. Put your bucket down. You have your bucket of life. Put your life down for the Lord Jesus Christ. Your faith promised missions. Put your bucket down. And you'll see God work a miracle. God can work a miracle. Let's bow our head, close your eyes. Heavenly Father, thank you again for giving us the Philadelphian church. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to put our bucket down. Thou hast a little strength. And help us understand, without you, we can do nothing. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a little strength so we can open some doors for missions. And all this ask in Jesus' name.